16 minutes after 6 with the Grease Man here. 58 degrees. It was almost muggy out. I was almost schwitzig as I drove in with the windows open there. The wind blowing the scent of my aqua velva to the lonely embassy guards that stood manning their posts in the damp and dank early morning hours. Yeah, it's supposed to be in the 50s today. Rain, kind of ugly. As we all kind of recover from football inundation. I mean, you could have just sat there all day long on your tuckus, drinking beer, watching game after game, following that stupid Rose Bowl parade. Must be me. Everybody likes that parade. It's just so stupid, though. I mean, the narration, did you see that thing? Lorenzo Lamas and that other lady? Oh, God. I mean, reading these hokey little ads, here comes the marching band from Duquesne. Look at them go. Isn't it great? You betcha. I guess they're not too hot on a hot day here in Pasadena. I mean, I was throwing up. But I guess it must be me. Because all day long, people are saying, hey, what a great parade. And people watch that show. I was out with a couple people last night. They said, hey, did you see the parade? Wasn't that nice? I'm thinking to myself, nice. It was the stupidest thing, but I guess that's just me. I guess the world, I'm out of step. You know, maybe you feel that way. Isn't it stupid? I mean, the narration is stupid, stupid. But anyway, 4321101 is my telephone number. Go ahead, you're on the air.
I say Greasy. RJ.
RJ! My neighbor from the rather exclusive Foxhole Road area. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm a bit disgusted. My New Year's Eve was absolutely ruined.
What happened? My God.
Well, we all gathered outside, you know, waiting for the stroke of midnight.
Uh-huh.
We all had some fireworks that I had collected from North Carolina, had some M80s, cherry bombs, and 2 inches.
Uh-huh.
Well, Grandma was awful excited to be out there with us in her aluminum walker.
Uh-huh.
She was out looking on, so I handed her a cherry bomb, and then at the stroke of midnight, we lit her for her. She took her arthritic arm and threw it out into the yard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, we thought it was swell. When I looked, the cherry bomb landed dead center in the middle of a pawpaw.
Oh, no!
I saw what had happened, and I said, hit the dirt, everyone! Well, we all crashed down. But poor Grandma, being infirmed, stood right there in the aluminum walker.
Uh-huh.
Well, when the smoke had cleared, I got up and looked, and she was completely speckled in fetal matter. I mean, fetal matter covered her from head to toe.
Oh, unsavory, unsavory!
I helped her into the house to take her to the bathroom to clean her up a bit.
Uh-huh.
And as we passed the mirror in the hallway, she looked in and said, my God, I am getting old. Look at those liver spots.
7-Eleven saves you time.